Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is April 23rd, 12:30 East Standard Time. Got another article regarding quant operations or trading firms trading currency or forex in the world for retail forex people, but institutions will call it currencies. Anyways, the article is from hedgeweek.com. Title of the article is Quant Aspect up 21% on currency market bets. Aspect, a London-based quant hedge fund with $7.5 billion, racked up a 21% return in 2021 in its flagship fund, bets on currency markets and commodities. So a report came in. It was ahead of 14% average for trend-following funds and 3% for discretionary macro managers over the same period. This was from Société Générale Index. There's a quote here: "Majority of our returns are from dispersion in currencies and commodities." To be honest, those are the only areas right now that I'm seeing that are profiting over the last two working days because of the U.S. markets are bouncing back. But up until that point, the U.S. markets were down, so Forex was up along with commodities as well, namely obviously gold and silver. Just to bring you up to date for today, looks like both gold, silver have fallen back because of the U.S. markets are starting to appear to rally. Commodities is a different story. Copper yesterday still showed that it's rallying. Anyways, the firm's market following trading models have profited from positioning in stronger dollar, which appears to be weakening, as markets veer toward Federal Reserve staying higher for longer, as well as shorting the Japanese yen and the Swiss franc. I can confirm that myself. Two of the year's worst performing major currencies, the dollar. Yes, I can confirm. The yen seems to be falling depending upon what currency you are using. The Swiss franc somewhat is falling. And when the markets strengthen, or sorry, when the US markets fall, which means the global equity markets also fall, other sets of predictable weakening in other currencies would be in the Scandinavian currencies as well. So, in the commodities, this is from the article, Aspect has steadily trimmed a long position in cocoa after it hit a record high while upping its exposure to gold and oil, which has both seen gains and amid ongoing tensions in the Middle East. So, those are the general directions I'm seeing. Everything seems to revolve around U.S. markets right now over the last two trading sessions, and that might be long term. So everything will reverse and go back to where the U.S. markets will lead where everything goes. So that's pretty well it. As I said, if you want to talk more about it, go to my Discord server. I'll provide the link as well. If you want to know more, you can join my newsletter at quantlabs.net/books. There you'll get some trading tech books as well in PDF form. All right, thanks for listening. Have a good day.